In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's keep with the Commanders and talk stadium stuff. Our guy Eric Flack is an award-winning journalist who covers all things news in D.C., and he's kind of on the Brian Fontana panel watch with this stadium thing. So, Eric, give us the update. I know you've been working this today as well. You had some paperwork you posted. What do you got?
Yeah, the city signed a new contract with an L.A.-based firm that specializes in stadiums and venues for more than $500,000 they're paying this company. And it's really to take the next step in figuring out how to lure the Commanders to Washington, D.C., and specifically that RFK site. This firm specializes. They've done like seven NFL stadiums. They're an L.A.-based firm. Their whole deal is about figuring out how to build venues and stadiums. But the big key here is they're not just going to maybe figure out how we would do it at RFK, but also they're going to help give the city some ideas about how they would finance a new stadium, because that continues to be a real question that the city has not answered. It's the second RFK-related study the city has paid for in a year. Mm-hmm. But this one is much more wholly focused on RFK, how they would build a stadium at the RFK site, and again, most importantly, how they would pay for it.
Yeah, you mentioned, Eric, where I was going to go. I feel like I care about this. Nobody else does, but damn it, I'm asking anyway. They already paid former disgraced council member who now still has a consulting firm. Jack, I'm sure there were no other consulting firms to possibly consult with, but whatever. They paid his firm over $400,000, I think, for it sounded like the exact same byline and description. But what's the distinction there between that payment and this one for a city that apparently has no money, but they got about $1 million to spend on how they can spend money?
They really went after this firm in L.A. because they specialize it. That first study, a source within D.C. government told me, was much more broad strokes about a rosy economic picture, about, yay, pro sports are good for D.C. and they make us a lot of money. And, oh, by the way, if we were going to pay for a football stadium at the RFK site, here's how we would do it. Now, the city has refused to release that part of the study that says, how do you pay for a stadium? They have now spent another $500,000 to this L.A. firm to really do a specific deep dive on RFK. And I think that's what my source kind of differentiated this. He said this is showing the city is stepping up its efforts to figure out exactly how they would do the RFK thing. The city took the unprecedented step of doing, not unprecedented, but a rarely taken step of doing kind of a no-bid contract, because they didn't want to take bids on this. They wanted this company. They were going to pay their price, and they didn't want to waste any time doing it. So to justify that, they said they were in a time crunch because this group could do the study and the research immediately. And oh, by the way, the clock is ticking because the federal government in Congress is about to approve D.C. getting the land back long term. Now, we know that that's not exactly a done deal. And, you know, it is still unclear whether D.C. is going to get the RFK land back long term. But it was clear that they were going to use every means they could to justify paying this amount of money to this group because they think they are best suited to figure out how you bring the Commanders back to RFK, how you build a stadium in RFK, and again, how you pay for a new RFK.
Eric Flack, WSATV9. What's your opinion on the National Harbor area and Oxon Hill? Danny and I talk about why that never comes up. Hogan almost got a deal there, and Bruce and Dan kind of left him at the altar. And I was texting around and asking some people with some knowledge of the situation, and they say, well, there's all kinds of environmental things with, you know, the land over there. There's all kinds of different hurdles. And, oh, by the way, PG County wouldn't give you the money because they don't want you there. They want you near the Green Line. I mean, are those deal breakers or inconveniences? Like, is that actually an option in any way?
I don't think so. I mean, I think what you're hearing is correct, that there were environmental concerns, and it was a nice idea once upon a time. But I think the team and Kirtan Mehta, who they hired to do the public policy side of this, kind of behind-the-scenes guy, but a very powerful guy who's driving this stadium stuff, has moved on past that. I think there are three sites. There is the FedEx site, there is RFK, and there is the Loudoun County site. And I think to the extent that the Commanders are narrowing this down, they've narrowed it down to those three sites. And Josh Harris has said, we have three sites. And certainly, if it goes in Maryland, it is going to be near that Blue Line corridor, near the current home, FedEx Field, that everybody loves so much.
All right, Eric, how bite? Loudoun County, Virginia. That means that's in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I know, right? No. It's a serious program.
A stadium in Virginia.
Hold on, I'll get through it. Aren't they a little bit on probation right now? After what's going on? Are they like? Is that just one of those things where it's like, I'll totally turn the car around, you guys. I'll turn it around. I already paid for the Disney vacation we're going.
Let's make sure we get Louise Lucas involved.
Yeah, like, are there any memes to be posted? Like, that just doesn't feel like they're a real contender, right?
My sense is that the team has the same questions you have about Virginia. Mm-hmm. And Josh Harris, I know, is too smart to get tar and feathered like Ted Leonsis did. And he's not going to do it. And he's not going to, you know, go down that road if he doesn't think he has the support of the legislature. Now, there are rumblings that certain lawmakers are preparing to, you know, talk about how the state would help fund the stadium. And would this be any different? I don't know. I know one thing, that Josh Harris and his team is not going to make the same mistakes Ted Leonsis did and not take a temperature of the room before trying to go to Richmond and get a whole bunch of money. I think they're going to have their ducks in a row politically in a way that Ted Leonsis did not, and ultimately undid that move to Northern Virginia.
I can see the Louise Lucas, Josh Dome memes now with the, you know, the grave and the dirt.
Who did this? LOL.
They also don't own the land, and they also don't know. I mean, they don't have land in Virginia. They have land in D.C. They have land in Maryland. They don't have land in Loudoun County. There's land that they would do it on, but that would still need to be worked out.
They have land they're trying to get back in D.C., I guess, technically.
Land they're trying to get, but they got, right. They wouldn't have to pay. They know they're not going to have to pay for the land here. They know they're not going to have to pay for the land in Maryland. Could Loudoun County figure out a way to pay for the land themselves and maybe just kind of slide it to the Commanders? Possibly.
Good as always. Thank you, Eric. We appreciate you.
Thanks, fellas.
See you, buddy.
That's Eric Flack on social. Follow him on Twitter at @EricFlackTV.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.